House will try again today. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, after failing to elect a speaker yesterday in three rounds of voting.
A foreboding start for a GOP majority, which promised big things in the midterms. The House voted all afternoon. Kevin McCarthy lacks the votes to become speaker. There were only five GOP members officially opposed to McCarthy. A coalition of 19 Republicans initially opposed McCarthy. It's now 20. McCarthy opponents coalesced around Ohio's Jim Jordan. Fox was told it may take days to settle this dispute, and the sides are digging in.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Texas Congressman Chip Roy is one of the now 20 Republicans who voted against Kevin McCarthy's bid to be speaker. Roy explaining,
do you think Congress is doing a good job? The answer is no. So why would we embrace the status quo?
The House can conduct no other business until a speaker is chosen. A fourth ballot will be taken after the House reconvenes at noon. Accused mass killer Brian Koberger waiving his right to fight extradition in a Pennsylvania courtroom yesterday. He will be returned to Idaho to face charges in the deaths of four university students. Christy Gonsalves, whose daughter Kaylee was one of the victims, telling Fox's Hannity,
we're glad that we live in the state of Idaho with the death penalty.
In the first execution of the new year, Amber McLaughlin has been given a lethal injection, becoming the first transgender inmate ever executed in the U.S. Missouri Corrections Department Director Ann Preisseith.
The state of Missouri carried out Scott McLaughlin's sentence as ordered by the Missouri Supreme Court. McLaughlin was convicted and sentenced to death for the 2003 brutal rape and murder of Beverly Gunter.
Known as Scott at the time of the murder and conviction, McLaughlin had transitioned in prison. In a final written statement, she apologized for killing a former girlfriend. Wall Street begins 2023 lower, the Dow closing 10 points lower, NASDAQ down 79. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It was apparently no accident, the car that plunged off the Pacific Coast Highway in Northern California on Monday.
The State Highway Patrol says 42-year-old Dharmesh Patel will be booked in San Mateo County Jail on attempted murder and child abuse charges. A statement saying investigators believe he intentionally drove the car off a cliff that plunged 250 feet. That car went down on a section of the Pacific Coast Highway that had no guardrail. Two young children and a woman suffered injuries, and officials say it's a miracle the group survived. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
An employee at a Utah ski resort, a member of the ski patrol, has died in a freak accident, ejected from a chairlift and plunging into a deep ravine after a tree branch that was laden with heavy snow broke off and shook the chairlift's cables. About 600 people alive today cannot have children because the state of California sterilized them either against their will or without their knowledge. Now the state is trying to find them so it can pay them at least $15,000 each in reparations. But with just a year to go until that program expires, the state has only located about 50 of them. GM's first electric Hummer SUV could generate big bucks for a nonprofit group.
As the GMC Hummer EV SUV enters production this year, the first one off the line with a VIN number of 001 is going to the Barrett Jackson auction in Scottsdale later this month, with all proceeds earmarked for the Tread Lightly organization, which promotes responsible outdoor recreation. The limited edition one Hummer EV SUV with an estimated range of 300 miles per charge has a starting retail price of over $105,000. Last year, the first Hummer EV pickup fetched $2.5 million, benefiting the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
No winner of that more than $750 million Mega Millions jackpot last night. Friday's estimated jackpot, at least $940 million. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.